I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
So the first little bit kicked in. I'm like, you know, we're sitting around having a good time. We're talking. More tequila shots, more champagne, which was just hilarious.
And Andrew, the owner of Magoo's, he was so excited.
He's
like,
the best.
He's
dude.
So
See,
funny.
I think the champagne might have been it because it's probably keeping everything moving and breaking up, spreading it out, you know?
It, dude, something.
It's like a grinder.
All of it came into play. These mushrooms kicked in, and then we had, then you had a little more. So I was like, whatever, I'll just eat whatever you eat. We'll, have, you know, like we'll have fun. So I just like, let me stay in pace.
Was so it that more. Casual or was it more competitive?
No, it was casual.
I didn't even notice.
For my bachelor party, I had to do the 5 gram 2 weeks after that. So I didn't partake in mushrooms with everyone. I felt bad about that.
Mm. Right.
So I was like, not again. So as soon as he would eat them, I would just gobble. I'm like, we're going to be tripping. This is going to be fun. And then so we eat them, and then you left, and there's a little bit left. And me and Guard Dog split one of those big honkers at the end.
Yeah.
Spud, man. Fuck. He was down there, gobbled him. White Claw Billy had thrown up at this point and seek shelter.
Billy.
He didn't even mush. He just ate, he drank White Claws to the point of vomiting, and then just scurried off quietly, just fucking a little Irish goodbye.
Tuck tail. That's right.
Dipped out. So it was like, and then Shane and Bay leave. So it was just me, Guard Dog. Nate Marshall ate a decent amount of these things.
Yes.
A lot, actually. I was like, okay. And then we're talking to the owner by three in the morning. I'm like rattling on about Hinduism to the owner, and he's like,
"Oh,
wow,
no.
He's
an incredible listener."
Yeah, he was like,
"You should take some notes from him,
dude." We're sitting there, we're talking. And finally, I see the bartenders fading. I'm like, "Dude, it's 3 o'clock. We got to go. We're fully tripping at this point, dude." So I get up to go to the bathroom. That hallway's red, right?
Yeah,
I'm looking at that red hallway, and I'm like, fuck, dude, all the mushrooms kicked in. And I've been smoking tons of weed. I'm on like, fuck, I was already on Pluto, dude. Now I'm on Planet X. I think someone said that, Cardini, that you're on Planet X. Dude.
I still love that Billy bounced after puking in the sink.
Billy comes back.
That's
on.
The move because, you know, it's like you're not a suspect.
He did puke in the sink, by the way. Yeah. So he fucking,
wow.
Who done it, dude?
No, he didn't.
No, he puked in the
urinal. If the owner of Magoo's is listening, no, he didn't.
Oh, really?
That sink looks like it can take some puke, though. It's set up for some puke. It looks like it is puked in, but it's just rust. Yeah, he was a man. He let us stay there, drink, and he was just funny as fuck. We're sitting there fucking around, and then we go home, and dude, I don't know if I should say, okay, this will just be like a comedy sketch. So imagine my car is parked at Magoo's.
Yes.
And it's only about
it's a block.
Imagine this sketch,
one
dude.
Block.
It's literally like 0.0004 mile. It's all contained within a parking lot, like a corporate center.
Right.
You've been there.
And so my squad's on mushrooms. I'm fucking sitting there, and I go, I'm either gonna cart us home, I'm either gonna drive us the literally just 400 feet to the hotel, or my squad has to trudge up a pretty treacherous hill.
You did the right thing.
So I did I said, you know what, dudes, get in the Civic, let's go.
Wow.
So we get in the Civic, then I'm like, what happens if I hit the gas all the way?
No.
So I hit a nice peel. I tried to peel out, but it was me going, it was just fine. No big deal.
It's fine.
It was fun, Chris. It's don't fine, make that Chris. Face. It was Jeez. Fun. We were contained with
you don't have fun.
We were in a parking lot, dude.
I'm just knowing if I'm on mushrooms and I'm in the back of that car and McCusker peels
me.
Out.
Yeah.
It was fine. How was the peel out? I had it under control. I made a wrong. What happened is I made a wrong turn. I made a wrong turn and ended up in like the wrong park. It was like, this way to this parking lot or this way to the right parking lot. I made a wrong turn, dude.
You turned right out of there?
Mm-hmm. So I go to this parking lot.
You can see the hotel.
Come on, dude. Give me a break. So I go into the – so I go to do a turn. I'm like, holy shit, it's the wrong parking lot. And then I go to turn around. I was like, let's go, boys. And I hit like a quick turnaround. That was it. Then drove home safely.
You were fucking off in a vehicle. Under the influence.
Yeah.
Matt,
how funny is that, dude? That's the sketch.
Well, I hate sketch.
So now we've had problems with that. We could have fucking rolled our ankles on that hill. So then
you did the right
it was
thing.
Such a close, dude. At the same time, I was all my, I was in my capacities. I checked out, I parked perfectly, and it was a crowded parking lot.
Yeah.
Pulled in perfect. It was everything. Was
I drove home like every single night.
You know what made me drive fast? It was the alcohol. That alcohol is what made me drive like a maniac.
No, the alcohol made me, I was driving like a dad from the Elks.
Really?
Each night I was like, I can drive. I'm perfectly fine. Every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just focus intensely, mm-hmm. batting down
the
hatches.
It was the alcohol, dude. Otherwise, I'd be careful. The weed and mushrooms had me driving like straight and narrow. The alcohol was like, yo, let's fire this
do something crazy for your boys.
So anyway, dude, the whole ordeal was like maybe 2.5 minutes. That's how close this was. So I just moved. I like golf carted us back to point A to point B. So we get into the hotel. And at this point,
there was a point C.
True. A little detour. Forgot about that. Yeah, I had to make a little 3-point turn. Pretty good. But the dude, so we go up into the hotel, and by this point, I felt like I was ascending. Like we're going up in the elevator, and I'm like, we were, dude. And that's why I was like, how the fuck are you sleeping?
I don't know.
But yeah, you know, I think you hit the sack before I guess they kicked in.
Yeah, perhaps.
And we also ate a little more. I forgot we munched. I was like, yeah, I forgot.
His tolerance for mushrooms is absurd.
Pretty crazy. It must be the big balls. It must be a process. <bigger balls. laughs>
Don't make fun of my genitals.
That's what the epididymis does.
You
want
to make fun of genitals on the show?
No, you have a fine set of genitals.
Dude, because we took mushrooms. We took mushrooms.
Oh, you're laughing now? Okay. Okay.
Gardini, where are we at time wise? Just so I know for Paige. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, we took mushrooms in like Hartford once, and we were all having fun. And then there was still like a big bag left, and Shane just like grabbed them and ate them. And I was like, no! Because I thought he was gone, like he would die.
Oh, you can champ mushrooms.
Yeah. I had never experienced what I experienced at the bachelor party. Otherwise, I probably would have been worried myself. But I literally, every time I've ever taken mushrooms, yeah, Chris knew. And he was like, oh my God, dude, what?
But then he was like,
so you kill my vibe, dude.
And then I panicked because I was like, oh no, now I'm the cause of the bad trip. Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
The non-drinkers were chilling. They were like, all right, it's bedtime. We got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then me and the boys decided to go to a gentleman's club.
Yep.
To the Pleasure Dome.
Up until 4 a.m.
Pleasure Dome.
Yeah, someone hit me with the opportunity to go.
It was BYOB.
Like 1:45. I was like,
I suggested against you going.
I had a hard day of battle.
Once they find out you're a bachelor at a strip club.
Yeah.
In fact, they did do it to one guy, and they used Beezer's belt to like whip a guy on stage.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have came. It would have been embarrassing. It would have been cheating at that point.
Oh my God. There's nothing I would fear more than getting brought onto a stripper stage to get like whipped in front of your friends.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know.
That bothers me. It's always bothered me.
Does it?
Yeah, I would have never, ever. Anytime I've seen other people do it, I've been like, dude, I feel bad.
So I was at, I forget whose bachelor party this was, but we slipped them like a couple extra bucks to be like, beat the fuck out of them. I don't know if you ever gave like a known intravenous drug user an extra 50.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls, a lot of them like to spend money on drugs. You hit them with an extra 50 and you're like, yo, there's another 50 after that if you fucking beat the shit out of them. Dude, it was like fucked up what they did.
What'd they do?
They just beat the fuck out of the dude. Like, dude, hit him in the nuts and shit. It was fucked up. Oh, never mind. It was fucked up.
It's so we get there. This was my favorite part. So it was me, Butterly, Rainey, Beezer, Spud.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, and I think Kev. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I think you're wrong on that.
Maybe I'm wrong. You want to name there was somebody. Names, yeah, I don't know why I'm naming names. Everybody that went to the Pleasure Dome. So we were in the Pleasure
Dome. It was just you.
It was just myself. And, dude, I balled out. I was very excited. I got $200 in ones. Yeah. They give you those two stacks.
Fuck,
so I was just instantly like, woo, like you had throwing money around. Then the strippers, I mean, they swarmed. They saw it.
Man.
Swarmed.
Yeah, dude.
They're sitting there. Me and Spud are sitting next to each other. There's a stripper's butthole right here.
Nice.
I fucking pied Spud, dude.
You pied him?
Back of the head into the butthole.
You moon pied him.
I pied him into the thing. Damn. And he was like, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, dude.
It was the grossest butt ever, dude. I would have been so mad.
You didn't care?
Yeah. It was a disgusting stripper ass.
How would you
with
it
a
down?
Butt plug.
What? Wait, whoa.
They all have plugs in.
They have butt plugs in?
Yeah. What? Like enough that I had to like point it out to Rainey. I was like, dude, you see that? They all have plugs in. He's like, oh wow.
Do you think that's to keep
He's like, I've never seen that. Wow.
That's hilarious. That's his reaction. Yeah. Like, wow.
He was sober too. Interesting. It was BYOB. So all we had like one.
Was that like a sanitary thing? Just in case they sharded?
I have no idea what it was.
Coke's cut with laxative a lot of times, so that might just be a prevention. It might be a COVID prevention.
How dare you assume that these sex workers are doing narcotics?
A lot do. I'm doing
I mean, they are getting pied. They're getting moon pied by
did he go up against the plug?
He must have hit his face on plug.
On the plug?
Yeah, I actually think he hit tailbone. I think he went like forehead to tailbone on this thing.
Perfect.
But yeah, bullseye. It was what a great night. I would leave Because then you had to stop drinking.
Yeah.
So we all had to chug our White Claws as fast as possible.
Out in the parking lot.
And then I would go out to the parking lot to chug a White Claw as fast as I could.
Beezer's out there, come too. Back.
Yeah,
Beezer made friends.
Beezer made, yeah.
He was outside slugging Hennessy.
He was parking lot pimping, dude. He was out there just, yeah.
He's holding it down.
Yeah, he was slugging Hennessy. Good Lord.
Beezer's outside slugging Hennessy with like 2 30-year-old black dudes.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, take this. And it's like, I don't think they understood who they gave the alcohol to. Beezer probably just absolutely dented their Henny, dude.
Yo, what is this fucking gay shit? Just chugged.
They probably thought they were going to punk the bees, but yo, here, drink this.
Yeah.
Bees grabbed the H-Rock, yo, dude. Bees, they passed Bees the H-Rock, dude. He probably just drained it.
Bees put in work on Friday,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
And something happens where if Bees takes Molly, his face turns like, it's like totally pale. It's the craziest thing. you won't see him for like 20, you know, like an hour. Then all of a sudden, Beezer will walk back in with like headphones in and be like, yo. And his face is just, he looks gray. He's like, yo, what's up? It's like, oh my God, dude.
Oh, fuck, I mean, dude. he might be the, like the patron saint of broskies.
He's dude. Dying. He's dying soon, dude. Soon, bro. So
dude, he was so fucking funny all weekend.
Oh my God, dude.
Well, it's so funny how he gets so pleasant on Molly too. I mean, he's not like a dickhead by any means. But when he gets drunk, he gets kind of fired up.
Yeah.
But Molly, he's like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, very chill.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
It's not like a dick.
No, but he's still fast. Dude. So, all right. I'm not going to name names.
True.
But I'll be honest. When we got back on Friday night, somebody was like, yo, I have DMT.
Yes.
Now, at this point, I am very drunk. Yes. I should have never done this.
First of all, it's what, 4:30?
Yeah,
4
it's about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And that was when we decided to rip as much DMT as possible, as if it was weed.
Yeah.
Just kept passing.
It's like a three-man rotation.
Dude, it was... I think because of all the alcohol and stuff, I didn't blast off as hard, but it was like, felt bad. I felt like I was doing, you know, I was doing hard drugs, but I was like, this is what like doing.
Well, you were doing DMT like hard. You guys smoked it like crack.
Yeah.
someone was telling me that you like it would, you guys would all rip it once and then party for like 4 minutes. Yeah,
dude, for real, then, for like 5 minutes, we're like,
and then go and back. Then
it would wear off and be like, all right, we should chill. So you guys all right, let's do one more. And like, all right, fuck. And one guy, I'm not going to name names.
Obviously.
He was like, yeah, give me that. He just ripped it, dude.
The theories were confirmed.
The theories were. We he's like, I've never done that stuff.
We
dude.
Have one friend we suspected of being a DMT addict, dude.
I've never seen anything like
it. He's a gremlin.
He gremlined out.
It is what it is.
And spaz, dude. He was spazzing on DMT. He was like, get the fuck out of the way. Yeah. So
what the fuck?
Now I don't want to make an excuse.
Sure.
But that led
it's
me
pretty
to
solid, dude.
I woke up.
Hold on. Dong. Strip club, butt
dong
plugs.
Strip club.
Lots of alcohol.
DMT. Until about 5.
5 in the morning.
5, maybe 6.
About 9. Everyone else is milling around about 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 a.m. I started hearing people. I didn't wake up until somebody knocked on my door at like 11:30. And they were like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
yeah,
zero chance. I tried, dude. I sat there for a minute and I was like, all right, I can do this. And then I was like, actually, I have to shit. Yeah. I was like, this is going to be a half hour. You guys go ahead.
Yeah, dude. I want to set a strict and hard policy. If you see us out drinking, do not drop mushrooms on us, dude.
Yeah, please.
Detonated the squad.
The squad
got absolutely shelled, dude. So I didn't even get to what actually happened.
Yeah.
So we go back up to the hotel room, and I think we say later to Gardini, say later to Nate. They had a room. Me and Spud and Billy, White Claw Billy was in bed, passed out.
Yeah.
So me and Spud go into the room. It's like
White Claw Billy.
Silly Billy.
He had the time of his
silly
life.
Silly Billy's on his belly on the bed, just not having a good time.
He was acting a fool.
Oh, he was having a good old time.
It was so funny.
Ripping cigs, dude. My mom, the
he
next
ripped
day.
A cig?
He's ripping tons of cigs.
What?
My mom, the next day, was like, Billy sounds like he's been smoking. I had, at that point, the only amount of sleep I had was like an hour of a nap after
him?
The day. He was on the phone with my mom. I'm at my parents' house, like sitting on a couch, like, he did smoke, mom. He had 5 cigarettes. I saw. And I had been on like mushrooms and hadn't slept all night. Like, Billy did smoke cigarettes, mom. He drank too much, too.
I didn't know he was smoking cigs.
I tried to tell him not to, but
he was ripping cigs outside. And
man, so I wish I'd been.
Dude,
there
we get
that.
Back to the room. Yeah. Gardini, it was, this might have been the funnest night of my life, and it was kind of fucked up. Gardini, he goes with Nate. Me and Spud are there. Billy's like sawing logs, dude. He's snoozing. So we go in.
Billy, you can really visually see when he's hammered, too.
Oh, God.
Like, it all like falls apart. Dude. His hair was fucked up. His eyes were like dark red. And like,
yeah, dude. We all of us, dude. The our faces.
It was crazy.
When we get drunk, our faces are like, we get shit face instantly. We're just like, huh? My brother Tom might have shit face the worst. He gets drunk and he just goes, his arms rise. As he gets drunk, his arms go up and he goes, and he's just this until he gets in a fight or goes to bed.
God.
But yeah, dude, we go back to the room. I'm like, all right, dude. And you know, it also was a tough day for Spud found out his uncle had died that day.
Man.
It was a tough day, dude. It was funny. He's like, all I wanted to do was come down and be with my friends and just forget everything. And I was like, mission accomplished, brother.
Yeah.
So you forgot it literally everything.
And away we go.
Like, dude. So I'm like, all right, bro, like, you know, we're good. And I go to close my eyes and it's just like fractal patterns of just like, whoa, and I'm sitting there like, I'm not in my head. I went, okay, I'm not sleeping. I'm gonna lay here. In my head, I'm like part two of Mushroom World. I'm gonna go off into my little, you know, mushroom reverie again. I'm like, whatever, this will be tight. And I just, yeah, I'm like, am I retarded? Like, is this just in my head? And I look over at Spud, and he's halfway off the bed. He had a whole bed, by the way. Me and Silly Billy, yeah. I mean, we're brothers. We're gonna share.
You guys shared.
We're going to. I didn't end up sleeping, so it doesn't matter. But the so then like Spud's like halfway on the bed. He keeps slumping off. And I'm like, what the hell? So I'm like, Spud, get on the fire. You got the whole bed. Sleep in the middle of the bed. Yeah. He would slowly work his way towards the end and then slump off. And I'm like, oh, shit. We are tripping as hard as I thought.
Yeah.
So then he starts, you know, long story short, he starts fucking throwing up, dude. And it's like thick shit, like nasty shit coming out. Like cakey, weird throw up.
Ugh.
This is at like 3:30.
And, yeah, know, who knows what he was eating?
He's, dude, I don't think he didn't eat for like
junkyard dog.
He didn't eat for like 2 days. Yeah. So he didn't eat for like 2 days. So Spidey's already in a tough spot. We had drank more than enough. And then the mushroom, he had a good amount of them. So then, like, he's just retching and throwing up on this floor to the point where I had to, like, knock it out of his back. His throat was getting kind of constricted. And, dude, not at any point did it occur to me that this was, like, a bad situation. I'm just like, you're good, dude. I'm fucking smashing this thing. And you know when you're in a hotel, there's, like, a little bench? Like, there's, like, and, like, you walk in, I'm, like, sitting on my little bench. I have my sack of grapefruits. And I'm sitting there, like, smacking Spud. He would come out of it, like, he just had four questions, dude. He would be like, he'd pop. I'm like, dude, you're good. Like, look, it's 4 o'clock. We get to 8 a.m. We're golden. You just have to pass through this and get all the shit out of your system. I kept trying to get him to drink water. Wasn't happening. At one point, he was fully animal kin. At one point, I was like, why were you biting the bottles of water I'd give you? He goes, oh, dude, I was Zeus for his dog died last year. And he was like, I was Zeus for a little. He was full animal kin, dude.
What?
So I'll be like, why is he? And I would just laugh. I'd be like, he'd go, ha, ha, and I'd be like, I'll try this again later. And I put it down. So then Spud's horking, like, dude, eyes bulging, bloodshot, horking. I'm fucking clearing his fucking airways. Just, and he's
two rooms over. Just snoozing.
But the weirdest part, this, for some reason, none of this, I wasn't perturbed by this at all.
I was like, full panic.
So now. I'm knocking his air. I'm like, all right, he's breathing. He's good. And I'm like, I wonder what Gardini's up to. So then I get this text. It was Gardini had texted. I'll read this, dude. Gardini had texted me that night. So, and you tell me, dude, if it sounds like someone who's tripping on mushrooms. So, like, I thought it was something he had just texted me. But this, so I look at my phone and go, oh shit, dude. Gardini's like losing his mind. So here, it's right. This is the text I see on my phone that I didn't see during the thing. Where the fuck is it?
Damn, you guys text a lot, huh?
Me and Gardini talk like all the time, dude. We got a lot of text.
That's fine with me, I guess.
Dude, when there's nothing worse for me if I'm tripping when I'm wondering if paramedics or the authorities need to be called. Because
no,
I refuse to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, wait till you get in the red. This tail is
but
nice.
When someone's puking and biting water bottles.
That was nothing. It was just the airways because he was so dehydrated.
Yeah.
His throw up was like cake. It was like Play-Doh, dude. It was like, I was telling him, I'm like, dude, it was like black. I was like, you're throwing up like medieval humors of the body, dude. He was throwing up dude. So this is the text I get from Gardini. This is that I think he says, can't raise, just Spud because he, Shane, and Bill are on the same input. He's just got to munch the mic. So I forgot. I had no idea what he was talking about. And it made sense, but I'm like, fuck, Gardini's lost his mind. There's just a normal text about audio shit. So I text them. I'm like, yo, come over to room 723. And
I'll definitely lose my.
Remind me, I dropped my phone. But so Gardini, so I text him, like, yo, what are you guys doing? And Gardini answers the phone. You know when you call Gardini? You're like, what's up? He's like, hello.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you guys up to? He's like, nothing. We're just chilling. I'm like, all right. I'm like, how are you guys doing? He's like, we're good. And then I'm like, all right, we'll come over. You know, if you guys are bored, come over and chill. Like, I'm not sleeping all night. We're tripping. He's like, yeah. He's like, okay. So then he goes down. So then I'm like, I need some water. So I go to the elevator and I hear a fucking absolute, just what I, it was a hubaloo, dude, coming up towards me. And I'm like, Shane, dude, I thought you were up. Shane's freaking out. So then like, it's just Nate and Sean come off the elevator laughing hysterically. I'm like, what the fuck's so funny? And they're like, there was an old black dude downstairs mopping the floors. It wasn't blasting. He was playing R&B and singing along to it. And they're like, it was just too funny. And then I'm like, that sounds pretty funny. Yeah. So I go downstairs to get my water for me and Spud. And it just is that dude doing that. So I go downstairs across the mop floor in my socks. And I'm like, don't laugh. Don't fucking laugh. It was just such a weird scene. And then there was this angel, dude. This like another angel, second angel of the weekend, dude. I'm like, can I have 5 bottles of water? And she's like, yeah, no, you know. So I like go and check out. And she's just like laughing because my pupils are like that big.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you. And it's like 4 a.m. And I just walk back upstairs, like trying not to laugh. And so then we go back upstairs. Gardini and Nate finally come over. And I'm like, yo, guys, come on in. And like Spud's just – I have Spud in a cocoon of blankets just going like – I see Gardini's kind of like, what am I walking into? And Nate just comes right in like, hey, blah, 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 blah. So Gardini's chilling by sitting on the ground. Like there wasn't much room to hang out. It was Billy's on the bed. So Gardini's on the ground just chilling. And I'm like, Gardini, try – he's never had a grapefruit. So I'm just peeling grapefruits and handing fruit out. And just like Maharaji, dude. And then I like hand fucking a grapefruit to Mishuli or Gardini. And Spud's laying on the thing. And he would pop up every now and again and be like, are there girls? I'm like, there's girls, brother. He had us a 5-question Damn. Loop. He went through nonstop. So they're just like watching Spud put his world back together. He's like, but there's girls still? There's girls, brother. They're here. Dude, then, and then like he would like Gardini sit. I can tell Gardini's like, this is cool. He's trying to convince himself. And it's a wildly fucked up situation. So he's eating his grapefruit. I'm watching Gardini be like, no. I'm like, Gardini, it's cool. And I'm like, I don't know why. I'm like, dude, it's fun, man. Relax. Yeah. Have fun. Spud's reaching out and is like grabbing Gardini's foot. At one point, Gardini finishes his grapefruit and just goes, and Gardini passes out, goes offline, fully goes offline. Yeah. So I'm like, and still I'm like, oh shit. And I'm looking at Nate. Nate's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I go, I made sure I pushed up here, man, because you seized lightly. So I made sure he didn't bite his tongue off. So I pushed up here and then and then I gave Gardini a little fucking, like a little English, dude.
Yeah.
Got him back online. He comes up and he goes, what the fuck happened? I'm like, dude, you passed out. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Like, I feel great, man. I'm like,
yeah. It's that ruby red took you out of the Matrix. Ruby. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, he was like,
fainted?
Fainted, dude. He passed out and lightly seized. Little bit. He really? Hit me a couple of.
Oh my God, that would have killed
me. Tried to do choking. For some reason, I'm just.
Well, you were high as fuck and exactly. drunk.
True.
Yeah, it's not like a reason.
It was, dude, for some reason, it was just a pirate ship. In my head, I'm like, look, we got this. There's no one here that can help us. Let's go. And I was ready. There was points where I was like you were saying, I was like, we're getting close to medical authorities coming, but I think, and I, you know, like, okay, cool.
But I can't. Pull on that web.
Yeah. I didn't want to pull. I didn't want to hit that lever because I was fully ready for them all to come and be like, all right, guys, let's like it be part of the medical
team. You're all under arrest.
Yeah. Throw the book at
but
you.
But yeah, Gardini champed a fucking hot pass out.
Yeah, because it would turn out Gardini's 15.
True.
I've never checked his ID. I think we're getting lied to.
True, yeah, true.
And I think Noah's 48.
But yeah, so I got Gardini came back online and then I was like, he was like, dude, you think it was that grapefruit? I was like, definitely don't eat a grapefruit ever again. That might have been that grapefruit. Or it could have been just your nervous system.
It's not a grapefruit.
It was your nervous system being like, just shut down. Yeah. He thought a man was dying.
Yeah.
He was a rough.
If he
got a little taste of Antietam, dude. That's what you got.
Yeah.
You should have ate that fucking bagel, dude. You could have handled that grapefruit and you wouldn't have passed out.
Dude, I would have pounded.
Big, hearty meals, dude.
If Spud was puking like that, I would have pounded on Shane's door until he woke up and then he would have answered and I would have been like, yo, I think Spud's dying.
No, dude.
I would literally be whispering in the hallway being like, I think he's dead. No, and I know you'd be like, what?
You would have woke nothing, up nothing, into nothing, a, you would have woke nothing, up nothing, into nothing, like
fine, I would have woken fine. Up into the mushroom trip exactly. that I was clearly sleeping through, and I would have just been like, what? Yeah.
And I would have totally panicked, be like, nothing, go back to bed. I'll deal with
it. Dude, I'm telling you, there was not a part of me that panicked. It was like, and normally I completely would have. So I like, I, once Spud was like, when I cleared it, once he was like done with like the cakier stuff, I'm like, all right, Gardini's back online. And then I watched Gardini be like, I feel great now. I felt so bad before. Why did I pass out? Why? And he started, I'm like, Gardini, you're going back down the same dark road that led you to passing out. Leave it alone, brother. Yeah. Nate's like, right. Nate was an angel, dude. He's like, you know, we needed more towels. So Nate got some more towels. We wipe up more puke. We're just wiping up puke, hanging out. And then Nate's like, all right, I'm tuckered out. Nate goes, just passes out, goes to bed. Gardini hit the fucking trail. He just walked the parking lot from like 6 a.m.
Oh, nice. Jesus, man.
So then yeah. I'm like, all right, Billy at one point woke up. So at one point, I think you guys, were you awake when Billy, was Billy awake when you were there? Yeah. Okay, yeah, Billy woke up pretty early on, but was throwing up. And Billy was just like, he put on a playlist, which is, you know, Vibe Master, sick move. Yeah. And then he looks at Spud, and he's laying on his stomach in his underwear, just being like, Spud, your new pronouns are beast and hoss. Oh, so and then so me and Spud just listened. Billy went back to sleep, and me and Spud just laid there. Once Spud, like, you know, he took some water finally, threw up some like liquidy stuff, and then we just like laid there. I laid on the bed, and I was waiting for the day to break, because I'm like, Spud, as soon as that song comes up, or Golden Brother, you got to chill. And at one point, Freebird came on at like 6 a.m. So I'm just laying in bed laughing. I was like closing my eyes, listening to Freebird, and being like, damn, dude, this song is youth energy, dude. This guy's like, I'm too fucking horny, babe. I gotta go get pussy. Sorry, I'll be back. And I'm like, damn, we all have to deal with this. And it was like, then like came out of it, this bud like, yo, dude. And I'm like, what's up, dude? What's going on? But yeah, so we listened to Billy's playlist, which was like the funniest songs all night. And then like 8 o'clock, we went and got breakfast. And me and Spud felt decent, but Billy just had alcohol in his system. Yeah. A ton of White Claws at that. Yeah. So we go to get breakfast. Dude, we're the herdest squad. And we went to First Watch, which is like kind of like a nicer like breakfast place.
Yeah, it sounds like a good place.
It's nice. But it's like, we go in there and they undercooked my eggs, and I was jiggling them in front of Billy, and he would go, oh. He was like, dude, seriously, fucking stop. He took one bite of French toast and ran to the bathroom.
Damn, really? He's got a lady's stomach.
He doesn't drink puking. Very much, dude.
Yeah.
He's got to get that trucker belly fired up.
True.
But yeah, dude, I was jiggling the French, and he was going, oh. And then he ate one bite of French, and I kept being like, I ordered this weird drink, and I was like drinking it. And I'm like, Bill, you know when you have like a lot of liquid in your belly and you move and you feel it slosh? And he's like, dude, fucking stop. You put in or anything. So then we just drove home. I didn't sleep all night. We drove home, and I took a nap and then went to my parents' house and told on Billy.
Nice. Just
picked that food. So yeah, I will say, dude, the squad got disheveled, dude.
Yeah.
I think being a parent actually helped you on this one.
I think so.
You've been seeing a lot of shit and puke come out of somebody.
Oh yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
see, you're like your wife like confront death, get right, cut right. open. You're like, dude, you'll be fine. Smack your back really hard. I'm all like constantly dealing with people almost choking on everything.
Right, right.
Same yeah, thing. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Come on, get that out of there.
Yeah. You're just hitting everyone on the back.
Dude, I was just sitting
there.
It's
good you were there. I would have left him to die. I would have 100%. If he was throwing up on the I would have been like, I'm going to bed.
I just thought, yeah.
No, I'm telling you, I was like, yeah, if it was just puking, but it was like, it was like getting stuck, dude.
Yeah.
It was fucked up. Or maybe I was just hallucinating that and just hitting all my friends constantly. Yeah, it was tight, dude. I had
Yeah, our mushrooms hit us on the way back in the morning.